And our first lesson from the Word is a portion of the 17th chapter of the book of Exodus. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, Choose us out, men, and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand. And so Joshua did it as Moses had said to him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, Write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under the heavens. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Yehovah Nissi. For he said, Because the Lord hath sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Amen. Now in this story from the Word, we were told things about what happened to the Israelites not very long after they left Egypt and went out into the wilderness to go on their way to the Promised Land, take the long, long journey, as we know it took no less than 40 years to get to the Promised Land. And on their way, they had to face many dangers and challenges. And in our story today, we heard about one of the first ones they had to face, namely this battle with the Amalekites. Now, the Amalekites were a very fierce and cruel nation. They were not great and brave warriors, but they were robbers. They liked to attack others from behind, take them by surprise, or attack others who were weaker than them and then rob them. And that is probably why the Amalekites attacked the Israelites now. They probably knew that the Israelites had been slaves in Egypt for many, many years, for a long, long time. Which of course meant that the Israelites didn't really know very much about how to fight a battle. And they probably also knew that when the Israelites left Egypt to go into the wilderness on their way to the Promised Land, they brought with them a lot of gold and treasure that they had taken from the Egyptians. And of course, that would be something that the Amalekites would like to get. And so the Amalekites attacked the Israelites to try to defeat them. And then we heard how this battle went on back and forth all day. Sometimes the Israelites gained the upper hand, sometimes the Amalekites gained the upper hand, until finally at sundown, the Israelites were able to defeat the Amalekites. But what was it really that made the difference? Well, there's no doubt at all that the Israelites fought bravely. But what really made the difference was Moses, who was standing up on a mountain above the valley where the battle was fought. And we are told that whenever Moses lifted up his hands to heaven, praying to the Lord for help, to give the Israelites strength. Then the Israelites prevailed and they gained the upper hand and began to defeat the Amalekites. And then, of course, whenever Moses' hands grew heavy, whenever his arms grew tired and started to sink, then the Amalekites, on the other hand, would begin to prevail, would begin to push the Israelites back. And we are told that the victory was won then when Aaron, who was Moses' brother and also a man named Hur, went on either side of Moses and held up his arms so that they wouldn't sink down at all. And as that happened, then it was that the Lord sent strength to the Israelites, so they defeated the Amalekites. And that way the Lord gave the Israelites victory. So that is a picture to keep in our minds of the battle going on down in the valley below, and Moses up on the mountain, lifting his hands to heaven in prayer and supplication to the Lord. And that is a picture it's important for us to remember, because it also has something to do with us. Now, we don't have to fight any Amalekites, but we have to fight evil spirits who want to lead us astray, who want to make us do things that are wrong. And we have to fight a battle against them. We all have to face these battles. And sometimes they can be very difficult. Sometimes it seems that we begin to grow weak and can't really help doing something that's wrong. And that is when we must remember this picture of Moses standing up on the mountain, praying to the Lord so that the Lord may give them victory. Because that is something we need to do too. We need to fight down in a valley. We need to be willing to fight the evil spirits who want to lead us astray. But part of it is also that we must remember to pray to the Lord. Now, of course, we pray to the Lord in church. We kneel down and fold our hands. We pray to the Lord before we go to bed at night. But what we need to remember is that we can pray to the Lord any time at all. Even if we don't kneel down and fold our hands, the fact is, even if we don't say our prayers aloud, whenever we feel a need for the Lord's help, then we can pray to him, even if it is only inside ourselves. We are taught that a prayer, if sincere, even if it is silent, is heard in heaven as a shout, and of course is heard by the Lord himself. And that is one of the things that is very important for us to remember, that any time, no matter where we are, and no matter what we may be involved in, if we feel a need to pray to the Lord, we can do it, and the Lord will hear us, and he will send us help, and he will show us the way to the promised land of heaven, just as surely as he led the Israelites to their promised land. Amen.